In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Meekness. Meekness is the underestimated virtue. Did you notice in today's epistle how St. James urges us to use meekness to overcome anger? Anger which has damaged and destroyed so many families and relationships. Anger which blazes like a fire out of control. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, the virtue of meekness is a type of humility. Meekness is humility that keeps our temper under control. That's why Jesus tells us, "Learn of me, because I am meek and humble of hearts, and you shall find rest for your souls." But what exactly does it mean for us to be meek in our everyday life? Indeed, meekness is misunderstood by so many. Many people think meekness is weakness, as if the greatest strength would mean aggressive force in fighting back. That's what the apostles meant when one day they said to Jesus, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to destroy those people who reject you?" But Jesus reprimanded his apostles, saying, "You know not of what spirit you are. The Son of Man came not to destroy souls, but to save them." Rather than attacking the enemy head on, St. Thomas Aquinas says that it takes more strength to endure the enemy than to attack him. It takes more strength to stand your ground for a long period of time without budging an inch. Endurance is stronger than aggression. St. Francis de Sales, the patron of our institute, he explains that our Lord shows us how to be meek by practicing gentleness. True gentleness is not weakness. No, but true gentleness is endurance. Patient endurance for the good. And endurance is stronger than aggression. Through meekness, gentleness is actually a type of power. Gentleness is the power of self-control over passion, the power of love over hate. Gentleness makes us stand our ground with calm patience and self-control to uphold the truth in the face of criticism, in the face of ridicule and persecution. In perfect imitation of Jesus, our Blessed Mother Mary, she stood at the foot of the cross on Good Friday, and she stood there with a spiritual endurance greater than all the mights of ancient Rome. With maternal gentleness, Mary endured the blasphemies, the blood, and the brutality of Calvary. And Mary gently offered all of that up in union with her Son for the salvation of humanity. Mary shows us that true gentleness is the power to forgive those who hurt us. You know, sometimes the very reason God allows difficult people in our lives, sometimes the very reason God places difficult people in our lives, is that by our gentle patience with these people, we might obtain from God the graces of conversion needed by these same difficult people. So prayerfully entrust those souls to Mary for quiet miracles of grace to happen. Miracles of grace, such as those which move the hearts of the good thief on the cross and the conversion of the Roman soldier, St. Longinus, who pierced the heart of Christ. Endurance is stronger than aggression, endurance is more spiritually fruitful than aggression. Another misconception of gentleness claims, falsely, that gentleness is a sort of tolerance for anything and everything. However, Mary, our mother most gentle, she urges us today to full obedience, just like she told the waiters at Cana 2,000 years ago, "Do whatever my son tells you." Gentleness never compromises the truth, but the truly gentle seek to make the truth better known, to make the truth more deeply loved and all the fullness of that truth, and they do that by the attractive manner in which the gentle presents and exemplify this truth to others. A person can, little by little, open up to the truth by a gentle reminder, a tactful word of encouragement, a thoughtful gesture done with kindness and warmth. That's the spoonful of sugar which makes the medicine go down. And think back in your life on the people who have encouraged you with gentleness in that particular way. How much holier you have become over the years by God's grace and thanks to their example, thanks to that person being God's instrument providentially to bring you closer to His Sacred Heart. So, with your neighbor, bide your time with gentleness. Be patient for the right opportunity of saying a word of truth for the soul of our neighbor. Don't be in a hurry. Sometimes saying a little less at first turns out to be more in the end. Try to put yourself in the shoes of the other person next to you. No one can drink from a fire hose, so do not try to drown a struggling soul with too much at once, when he can, in fact, barely handle only a mouthful. However, a spoonful, one by one, will over time give that person a healthy taste for the truth. And if that person sees that God's truth makes you a happy person and a joy to be around, then that person's thirst for the truth will grow all the more. So let's get over our prideful desire for immediate results on our own terms. Just as true love means that we must never, ever water down the truth, true love also means that we must avoid the opposite extreme of pouring it on so strong that we cause our neighbor to choke and to reject that very truth, which is in reality so very good for him. So let us be truly gentle with others, one spoonful at a time, just as God our Father is so gentle with us, without ever diminishing his own divine truth. Don't we ourselves expect that God our Father forgives us with gentleness and understanding each time we get down on our knees and confess our sins in the sacrament of penance? Don't we expect God to be gentle with us in the confessional? Well, then why is it that we can be so harsh toward others? The gentle person prays for the divine inspiration needed to speak to others with prudence, to act with tact, waiting for just the right moment, while that gentle person also asks God for fortitude, the fortitude necessary to speak up at the right time and to follow through without fail. How much better family life would be if husbands and wives were gentler toward each other. What a wonderful example that would be for the children, if husbands and wives were more gentle toward each other. And St. James, in his epistle, gives good advice in the practice of gentleness at home. He says, be swift to listen, but be slow to speak. Be swift to listen, but slow to speak. The devil tempts us to be hasty and harsh, because through our pride, the devil can divide and conquer. But our families will be safeguarded by good listeners. Our families will be safeguarded from the powers of hell by good listeners who calmly work out their problems with true gentleness and respect for one another. And so, dear friends, on this first Sunday of May, when our children have crowned Mary as our mother and queen, let us ask Mary for the grace we need to imitate the gentle meekness of Christ her Son, to imitate his meekness for the sake of those dear souls closest to us. Woe to us if our harshness drives the little ones away from us. And how happy we will be if our joy, the joy of Christ radiating through us, draws their hearts closer to the church and closer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Never forget that endurance is stronger than aggression. Endurance is more spiritually fruitful than aggression. So do not try to force the truth on your neighbor, but patiently bear with your neighbor, seeking to attract him to divine truth by allowing God's goodness to shine through your words and actions. Indeed, as St. Francis de Sales tells us, nothing is so strong as gentleness, and nothing is so gentle as real strength. If we are truly gentle with one another in this world, then Christ our judge will be gentle with us in our judgment, and he will welcome us into the heavenly life of the world to come. Amen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.